This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, so it looks like we've gotten a ton of questions about GLP-1 agonists.
Yeah.
And it seems like everyone's trying to figure out if all the hype is actually true.
Right.
Especially when it comes to heart health.
Uh-huh.
So we've got research fresh from the American Heart Association, meeting a doctor's perspective on side effects from Medscape, and some analysis from the brighter side of news.
Nice.
Let's see if we can help sort through all this and understand what these drugs could mean for you.
Sounds good. You're definitely on the right track wanting to learn more about GLP-1 agonists. It's amazing how they've evolved from diabetes treatment to something with so much potential. It's like, yeah. Imagine a key that unlocks a door in your body.
Oh, cool.
That's what these medications do. They mimic a natural hormone that helps regulate blood sugar.
So that's why they were originally used for type 2 diabetes.
Exactly.
And then things got really interesting when researchers realized these medications also help people lose weight.
Yes, exactly. Suddenly everyone was talking about Ozempic, which has the GLP-1 agonist semaglutide. But what really caught the attention of the medical community and what we'll focus on today is the growing evidence that these medications may protect your heart
beyond
just their effects on weight or diabetes.
Okay, so let's jump right into that American Heart Association meeting.
Okay.
It sounds like there were some big findings presented there.
Absolutely. One study used a huge database called the TriNetX Research Network.
Okay.
It contains info from over 1 million patients.
Wow.
They wanted to see how well GLP-1 agonists worked in people with both heart failure and chronic kidney disease.
So these are folks who are already at high risk for heart problems.
Yeah, they are.
So they're trying to see if these drugs could offer extra protection.
Exactly. And the results were really impressive. They found that people taking GLP-1 agonists had a lower risk of dying.
Oh, wow.
From any cause compared to those not taking the medication.
Ugh.
And they were also less likely to experience major cardiovascular events like heart attacks and strokes.
Wait, even strokes were reduced?
Yeah.
That's significant.
It is. They saw reductions in both ischemic strokes, which are when a blood clot blocks an artery in the brain, and hemorrhagic strokes, which are caused by bleeding in the brain.
That's pretty remarkable. So these drugs might be more than just a diabetes or weight loss treatment.
Yeah.
They could actually be a powerful tool for preventing serious heart complications.
It's definitely looking that way. And this builds on earlier research that showed GLP-1 agonists help protect the hearts of people with type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
So we're seeing a pattern of positive effects across different groups of people.
That's really encouraging. And you mentioned there was another study at the AHA meeting that looked specifically at irregular heart rhythms.
Yes. This study focused on atrial fibrillation, which is a type of irregular heartbeat that can be quite debilitating.
Okay.
They looked at obese patients who had been hospitalized for heart failure, and they found that those taking GLP-1 agonists were less likely to develop atrial fibrillation a year later.
So not only might these medications help prevent major events like heart attacks, but they could also reduce the risk of developing these irregular heart rhythms.
Exactly. It's a reminder that heart health is complex.
Yeah.
And these medications might be working on multiple levels to improve it.
Okay, so we've talked about the potential benefits.
Yeah.
But what about specific medications?
Hmm.
The Brighter Side of News article mentioned something called tirzepatide.
Uh-huh.
What makes it so special?
Tirzepatide is kind of a rock star in the GLP-1 world because it acts on two different receptors in the body, GLP-1 and GIP.
Oh, wow.
So it's like having two keys instead of one.
Interesting.
Which might explain why it's so effective for weight loss. It was recently approved by the FDA for that purpose.
Okay.
But what's really interesting is the research coming out about its impact on the heart itself.
What have they found?
Well, in a trial called Summit, researchers discovered that tirzepatide actually shrunk the size of the heart.
Wait, a smaller heart is a good thing?
Oftentimes, yes. A smaller, more efficient heart can pump blood more effectively and is less likely to experience strain. Think of it like a car engine. A smaller, more efficient engine can get better gas mileage and is less likely to break down.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So tirzepatide isn't just treating symptoms.
Right.
It might actually be reversing some of the changes that can lead to heart problems.
That's what's so fascinating about this research. It's opening up a whole new world of possibilities for how we approach heart health.
And the Brighter Side of News article also highlighted another GLP-1 agonist called semaglutide.
Yeah.
Didn't they find some interesting results with that one as well?
They did. This study called SELECT looked at people who had undergone coronary artery bypass grafting.
Oh.
Or CABG, which is a major heart surgery.
So these patients are already at a higher risk for future heart problems even after surgery.
Exactly. And until recently, doctors didn't have a lot of options for helping these patients.
Hmm.
But in the SELECT trial, they found that semaglutide significantly reduced the risk of major heart events in both CAG and non-TABG patients.
Okay.
But here's the key point. The benefit was even greater for those who had undergone the bypass surgery.
So it seems like this medication could offer crucial protection for people who are particularly vulnerable to heart problems.
Precisely. It's encouraging to see research focusing on specific patient groups like this. And it's not just about preventing heart attacks and strokes either.
Okay.
Semaglutide also showed a reduction in the incidence of diabetes in the CABG patients.
That's incredible. It seems like a double win for these individuals, potentially protecting their hearts and lowering their risk of developing another serious chronic condition.
Exactly. These findings highlight the potential for GLP-1 agonists to have a multifaceted impact on health.
All right, so we talked about all this positive research.
Yeah.
But you're probably wondering about the downsides, right?
Yeah.
Let's look at what the Medscape article says about potential side effects.
Okay.
So let's dive into that discussion in part two of our deep dive, Don't Go Anywhere.
So it's important to remember, no medication is without its downsides. And this Medscape article does a great job of outlining the side effects that doctors and patients should be aware of.
Okay, so let's get into it. What are some things that people might experience when they start taking these medications?
Well, the most common side effects involve the gastrointestinal system.
Ah.
We're talking nausea, diarrhea, constipation.
Not the most fun things to deal with.
Right. Definitely not. But the good news is that for most people, these side effects are mild to moderate and tend to improve over time as their body adjusts.
Okay.
Think of it like starting a new workout routine.
Uh-huh.
You might be sore at first, but your body gets used to it.
Yeah.
The article quotes Dr. Caroline Apovian, an obesity medicine specialist.
Okay.
And she suggests starting with a low dose and gradually increasing it.
So it's about easing into it and giving your body time to adapt.
Exactly. Dr. Apovian also recommends using over-the-counter remedies to manage symptoms and being patient.
Okay.
Open communication with your doctor is key. If the side effects are too bothersome, you can adjust the dosage or even take a break from the medication.
That's reassuring to hear.
Mm.
It sounds like there are ways to manage these side effects.
Yeah.
And it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Absolutely. And remember, these medications are typically prescribed for serious conditions like diabetes, obesity, and heart problems. So the potential benefits often outweigh the temporary discomfort of side effects.
Now, there have also been some concerns about more serious but rarer side effects, particularly when it comes to mental health and vision.
Yeah.
The Medscape article mentioned reports of depression, suicidal thoughts, and eye problems.
Right.
That sounds pretty scary.
I understand why those reports would be concerning.
Yeah.
But it's important to note that the research in these areas is still ongoing.
Okay.
While some studies have suggested a possible link between GLP-1 agonists and these issues, a direct cause and effect relationship hasn't been established.
So it's not a clear-cut case of this drug causes that problem.
Right. Exactly. It's complex.
Okay.
For example, people with obesity and diabetes are already at a higher risk for depression.
Mm.
So it's tough to tell whether the medication is contributing to these mental health issues or if it's related to other factors.
Oh, that makes sense. It's kind of like a chicken or the egg dilemma.
Exactly. The article also points out that even losing weight itself, regardless of how you do it,
right,
can sometimes bring up underlying psychological issues.
Interesting. Why is that?
Well, food can be more than just fuel. For some people, it's a way to cope with stress or emotions. When they start losing weight and changing their eating habits, those underlying issues can surface.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It highlights the importance of a holistic approach to health.
Right.
It's not just about the physical aspects of weight loss or heart health, but also the mental and emotional aspects.
Absolutely. And that's where the guidance of healthcare professionals is crucial.
Yeah.
They can help patients navigate these complexities, watch for potential side effects, and offer support and resources.
Yeah. It sounds like open communication and a strong patient-doctor relationship are really key when it comes to using these medications safely and effectively.
You said it. Now, the Medscape article also touched on some other potential but very rare side effects.
Okay.
Like problems with the lungs during sedation, pancreatitis, and colonic ischemia.
Okay.
But again, it's important to remember that the vast majority of people taking GLP-1 agonists don't experience these serious issues.
So it's all about weighing the benefits against the risks and having those open conversations with your doctor and make sure you're making the best decision.
Exactly. When you consider the long list of benefits associated with weight loss.
Right.
And improved blood sugar control, a lower risk of heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, certain cancers, and more.
Wow.
The advantages of GLP-1 agonists often outweigh the risks.
Okay, so we've talked about the research supporting these medications.
Yeah.
And we've gone over some of the potential side effects. But it's important to remember that medication isn't the only answer, right? Didn't the Brighter Side of News article highlight a study about the impact of lifestyle changes on heart health?
Yes, they did. And that's a really important point. It's not an either situation. The Look Ahead trial showed some really compelling results for people with type 2 diabetes who focused on losing weight through lifestyle changes.
So what kinds of lifestyle changes are we talking about? And how did they impact heart health?
The study focused on making healthier food choices.
Okay.
Getting more physical activity and receiving behavioral support to help participants make lasting changes. And the results were really impressive.
So they saw positive changes.
Yeah, they saw significant improvements in biomarkers.
Okay, hold on time for a quick explanation. What exactly are biomarkers?
Okay.
I think some of our listeners might not be familiar with that term.
So imagine biomarkers as little red flags, your body waves, when something's not quite right with your heart. The study found that these red flags were less prominent in the group that made lifestyle changes.
Interesting.
Specifically, they saw improvements in two important biomarkers, HSCTNT, which is short for high sensitivity cardiac troponin T, and NT-proBNP, which stands for N-terminal pro-B type natriuretic peptide.
Don't worry about the long names.
Yeah.
Just know that lower levels of these biomarkers are good news for your heart.
Exactly.
So basically, this study showed that making healthy lifestyle changes can actually improve the way your heart functions.
Yeah, on a really fundamental level.
And that's why, even with the excitement about GLP-1 agonists,
right,
lifestyle interventions should always be a part of a heart-healthy plan.
I agree. It's not about choosing one or the other.
Right.
It's about finding the right combination of strategies that works for each individual.
It's almost like we're moving towards a more personalized approach to medicine, where treatment plans are tailored to each person's needs and goals.
You hit the nail on the head. It's about empowering individuals to make informed decisions about their health in collaboration with their healthcare providers. And that's what we'll delve into in part 3 of our deep dive.
Stay tuned. All right, so we've covered a lot in this deep dive on GLP-1 agonists.
We have.
We looked at the research suggesting they could change everything when it comes to heart health.
Yeah.
Talk about side effects and how to handle those.
Uh-huh.
And we emphasized how important lifestyle changes are.
Right.
Along with any medication.
It all works together.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I think this points to a future where medicine becomes much more personalized.
Okay.
As research on GLP-1 agonists keeps going, we're going to see therapies targeted to certain groups of people based on their individual needs.
So instead of one size fits all, we're moving towards treatments that are really customized for each person.
Exactly. Imagine a future where your treatment plan isn't just based on your diagnosis, but also takes into account your genetics, your lifestyle, and even your preferences. It's giving you the power to make choices about your health.
Working together with your doctor.
Yes. In partnership.
That sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I think so much of this comes down to having those open and honest conversations with your doctor.
It does.
Being able to share concerns, ask questions, really work together to find what's best.
Absolutely. And remember, knowledge is power.
That's true.
The more you understand about these medications, the more you'll be ready to participate in those conversations and make those decisions.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
We always encourage our listeners to be active in their health journey. So if you want to learn more about GLP-1 agonists, all the sources we've mentioned today are great places to start.
Yeah.
You've got the studies from the American Heart Association meeting, the Medscape article with Dr. Apovian.
Yes.
And the analysis from the Brighter Side of News.
Right. And as we finish up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one thought.
Okay.
The world of medicine is constantly changing.
It is.
New discoveries are being made all the time. Stay curious. Stay informed.
Uh-huh.
Don't be afraid to ask questions and talk to your healthcare providers.
Right.
It's your health, and you should be in the driver's seat.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into GLP-1 agonists and heart health. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing and those hearts healthy.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.